99.1 CJAM 99.1 FM.
Time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
I'm your host, Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me. Well, Reno Perlin is a local certified strength trainer and nutrition expert. He's president of Life and Body Fitness Challenge Incorporated. Reno is also a brace specialist, registered massage therapist, and second year student RN with a resume. What a resume that is. And as we head into the new year and make resolutions to be healthier in 2011, we can certainly use advice, especially from a pro. Taking time off from his hectic schedule, Reno Perlin is with us today on You Talking to Me. Reno, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Big JD. I really appreciate you having me here today. And on behalf of myself and all my clients, I appreciate you having me here in your show today.
Right on. First, I wanted to ask you about your schooling. You're here at the university. We want to mention that.
Yes, I'm in my second year to become a registered nurse. And it's my goal to be able to utilize all these strengths for my company.
Very cool. And so we're talking health, nutrition, exercise, and the whole shebang here today. We got a lot of content to cover, so we're going to have to try and kind of fly through this stuff. Let's first talk about diet and nutrition. Foods we want to avoid and foods that we want to eat plenty of. Let's talk first about foods that we want to avoid. Explain the gas tank theory.
Okay, yeah, this is something that I came up with to help people understand. To sum this all up, when you pull up to a gas station, you always see, for example, regular or plus,
right,
or ultra fuel or supreme. And so I relate this when people try to eat just junk food, that'd be classified as regular gasoline. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do is be able to step that up and go from plus to ultra. But once again, this depends on your goal. If your goal is weight loss, then you should be cleaning the foods and get rid of the junk food, the sweets, and more importantly, the chips, and just eating, like your breads and your rice and proteins, you know?
Right, better fuel.
Yeah.
So that, I guess, kind of goes hand in hand with the foods that we want to eat plenty of, and that's the proteins and the things that you mm-hmm. mentioned. Can you explain to the listeners the importance of the glycemic index?
Yeah, the glycemic index is the rate at which carbohydrates enter the bloodstream, and it's rated on a scale of 0 to 100. So, for example, if I were to drink just sugar, that would be a 100 out of 100. If I were to eat foods that were green, like lettuce and broccoli, that would be maybe rated, 5 to 10 out of 100. There's only one food that's actually worse than table sugar, and that's beer. It's rated 105 out of 100. And if you consume these foods that are high in glycemic index, then it creates insulin spikes. These insulin spikes will increase the rate of body fat disposition.
Right.
And that's not what your goal is.
Okay. And organic eating.
Organic eating, there's a lot of research going on right now about whether, you should be eating organic or whether you should be eating, let's say, regular. And the controversy is that it costs almost twice to three times more than regular food. There are certain processes where, they're getting rid of the refined, breads and just the actual processes that foods actually go through. And I think that's what people are looking into. The evidence is actually divided in half, so we're still waiting for an outcome and a better type of analysis of the information.
Right, okay. Let's talk a little bit, let's discuss the importance now of good or bad, or of some of these different things. Water.
Water is definitely very good for you. It's 60% of your body weight for the average person. I like to recommend about 2-3 liters a day, or your standard 8 glasses. It's also very important for cell functions like regulation and transportation of nutrients. Mm-hmm. And it's also the number one weight loss drink because it makes you feel full with 0 calories.
Right. Good stuff for you. How about sugar?
Now, sugar is very important, and many people actually think this is a bad thing. So, for example, how did I get here to the radio station today? I got here with a car.
Right.
And what actually fueled my car? Gasoline.
Sure.
So that's exactly the way carbohydrates work in the body. If you deprive yourself of sugar or carbohydrates, then your body is just going to run low and your car is not going to work. But you have to choose the right carbohydrates and stay away from the bad ones. And I'll get in more into that later.
And that fits in with what you were saying about the gas tank theory.
Yes.
You need that gasoline, but you want good gas. Proteins.
Proteins, yeah, these are excellent for, like I said, it's all, you basically want to have a ratio of certain types of foods in your diet. Mm-hmm. And for the average person, you know, you should consume about 30 to 35% protein, 55% carbohydrate, and 15% carbohydrates. But that all depends if you gain weight easily. And if you do gain weight easily, then those ratios have to be altered. Good sources of protein would be chicken, beef, cottage cheese, eggs, tuna, and a good one I'm promoting to my clients right now is Greek yogurt. It's a good mixer.
Okay. Can you put that Greek yogurt in your Greek salad? No, I wouldn't think so. Let's talk a little bit about vitamins. Water-soluble and fat-soluble. What is that? And what is water-soluble ACE and fat-soluble ADEC, is it?
Well, the fat-soluble vitamins are A, D, E, and K, and the vitamins, the water-soluble vitamins are B and C.
What that is is that
water-soluble vitamins are actually not stored in the body, and they must be replaced each day. Mm-hmm. In contrast to fat-soluble vitamins, these are vitamins that actually get stored in our bodies and can sometimes actually cause interferences with medications. And just to, I guess, make everyone relaxed out there, the listeners, is that it would actually take a potential disastrous overload of one vitamin to cause, you know, a certain malfunction.
Right. Usually they wouldn't interact.
Right.
At the regular dosage.
You could get all your vitamins and minerals just by consuming a regular moderation of diet. Mm-hmm. And if you were to, for example, be deficient in one particular vitamin, then you can talk to your healthcare provider about that. Mm-hmm. And especially a big one, especially with obesity, there tends to be vitamin D. That's a big one that's deficient in most individuals. And also, I just want to just point out, for vitamin B, they can be found in grains, meat, poultry, and eggs. But vitamin C is also, it's a good antioxidant, which gets rid of free radicals in your body. And you can usually consume strawberries, oranges, tangerines, and some leafy greens with that. And
for the layman, by antioxidants, you mean like toxins, basically.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
And I wanted to also mention the lack of vitamin D, especially through the winter. Mm-hmm. Because people don't get outside enough. And,
right.
And, you know, the lack of sunshine probably causes a little bit of that.
That's correct. Vitamin D is important for your bones and cartilage. Mm-hmm. And also, what you want to do is if your doctor would actually do a blood test to see and to screen the patient to see if you were vitamin D deficient. And that could also be supplemented.
Okay, let's talk about the various kinds of fats.
Yeah.
Because some fats are actually good for you.
Yes, there are fats that are good for you, and there are fats that are not so good for you. Fats that are not so good for you would be saturated fats. These fats tend to be hard when you look at them. So, for example, ever walk into a grocery store and you see the hard, visible fat on the steak?
Right, yeah.
Okay, sure. That's not good for you. And mm-hmm. also, any type of lard or and there's even big controversy, especially with butter, because it's, you know, it's solid at room temperature, right?
Right.
You want to eliminate those. Maybe not so, like the butter can be more of your polyunsaturated fats. Mm-hmm. But your polyunsaturated fats and monounsaturated fats tend to be more found in olive oils and stuff, which are very beneficial for you.
And polyunsaturated, monounsaturated is largely found in peanut butter?
Yes, it is.
Monounsaturated, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it's also found in peanuts
and other nuts and
oils like that. But the big one is to watch out for a saturated because it raises the risk factors for heart attack, diabetes, and stroke.
Okay. And now good carbs and bad carbs. And that, in talking about sugars, that's what carbs are.
Yes. Now, good carbs are, I classify them as, you having brown rice, for example, because, the low glycemic index, mm-hmm. and veggies, and pretty much any type of vegetables are on the list. You could ask my clients, I'm not really too fussy about stuff like that. I try not to eliminate a lot of things, but there are some things you definitely have to eliminate. Fruits are excellent, yogurt. There's a general rule that I like to go by. Anything white is not really good for you. For example,
okay, so you want some color.
Yeah.
The bright stuff.
You do. Okay. And you want to stay away from, sugar and I'll even go as far as, and I want to explain this, it's a white baked potato, white flour, white bread.
Right.
And these are carbohydrates that tend, to be, that cause the high glycemic index. And that could be a problem for some people. But now let me bounce this back on you and say, if I told you to eliminate, baked potatoes, is that necessarily a good thing? The answer is really no.
Well, potatoes must have some good things for you too, right?
It does, and you don't want to eliminate that. The whole key is, like I said, you want to stay away from Burger King and all those fast food places or those convenience places that tend to cater to that, right?
Right.
So, but if you have the bad carbs in a lot of quantity, then you're going to run into trouble.
Right. There's still that moderation factor to.
Yeah, and I also want to point out, for the listeners, about what's an iffy carb.
Mm-hmm.
Iffy carbs are carbs that are iffy. And mm-hmm. and so, I do promote bread, but that comes with a huge but.
Right.
Which means that if you eat bread in some quantities, it could definitely cause you to gain weight. Now, there are mindless carbs. Mindless carbs are carbs that, for example, when you watch a movie and your hand just keeps on going, goes to the right, and it just won't stop, and you just got to smack your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, that would be, M&Ms or popcorn.
Right.
For everyone else is different, though. You want to stay, if you sometimes don't have necessarily the willpower, I don't want to say willpower, but that tends to be a good word right now, then you just cut them out and just don't buy them.
Okay, and really quickly, we got to take a break. So I just want you to make mention of a few snacks that we can eat.
Yeah, let me just ask you, Big JD, when you think of a snack, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
the M&Ms you mentioned.
You can go to M&Ms, or even people pick granola bars. But granola bars are actually very, very high in sugar. It's not a recommended food. So what I tend to pick. And I recommend, for my clients, instead of grabbing, that high sugary granola bar,
mm-hmm.
grab a protein. I like protein shakes. I like protein in cereal. Sometimes you can grab nuts, the various sort of nuts. Mm-hmm. Something that just doesn't promote a high insulin spike.
Well, some of these things will have a little bit of that sweetness, but also have that protein that will also help curb your appetite, right? The protein?
That is very correct. It will increase your satiety.
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 Very nice. I like that. All right. When we come back, we're going to discuss exercise, aerobic and anaerobic. And we're also going to talk about Life and Body, the company.
CJAM 99.1 FM would like to thank VRail Canada for their ongoing support of the station. Their sponsorship has helped us to continue to reach our fundraising targets. VIA operates over 500 trains weekly and serves 450 communities across the country from coast to coast. We encourage students to choose VRail for their great discounts and reliable service. Visit VRail.ca to book your trip today.
You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
If you have an interesting career or an interesting life experience that you'd like to share with others, you can contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking To Me website, youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
right. I'm Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me here with Reno Perlin from Life and Body. And now we're going to talk to Reno about exercise, aerobic and anaerobic exercise. And starting off with just the importance of exercise and maybe the best time to exercise. Let's talk about that.
Well, exercise is very important to, with everyone, Big JD. And at first, when you join the gym, but when you start to get, you know, a little more movement in your life, it makes you feel good. It improves your mood. And at the same time, once you become more consistent and dedicated to that behavior, you actually start, you know, increasing your tone. And what this does, it loses body fat and it increases the development of your muscles. It improves your look, increases your confidence, and ultimately, it lowers your risk factors for heart attack, diabetes, and stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with regards to the best time of the day, I have to go out on the limb, here, and just say that it all depends on the person. I'm strong in the evening, and I also like to do my, you know, my cardio in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not with everyone. Everyone is different. Some people just enjoy working out in, you know, in the morning, and that's it, because that's their strength. And you have to figure out what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if, like, once again, there are schedules called split training.
Right.
That might be a better option for clients, where you do half in the morning and half at night, or you could do it all in the morning or all in the evening. And once again, that depends on the individual.
With what you say there about the times of day to train and that kind of thing, I think, mm-hmm. I'm going to say too that there's probably better times to train, you know, for your body. But if somebody at least gets out there and does it,
yes,
I mean that's going to be the important thing, right?
Yes, I like to say especially for my clients, because I care about them so much. If they can't get it all in the morning and I want them to get an hour and a half. So let's say if they get that more, that 1 hour of hard training, then they could do the half hour at the end of the day, as long as you get the required amount per day.
Okay. And now let's talk a little bit about aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm. Now, aerobic exercise is activity that increases not only calorie loss, but increases the amount of body fat that's being lost, as opposed to, let's say, anaerobic exercise that's weight training,
mm-hmm.
or exercise that's done at an extremely hard intensity and for a very short period of time. And once again, both types of exercise can contribute to calorie burning and weight loss,
right?
Which is very important.
And the aerobic is using oxygen, correct?
That's what the two terms, how they differ. That is correct. So aerobic is using oxygen and anaerobic is not using oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So aerobic exercise, it's not limited when people hear aerobics, like, you know, oh, I dance around in the gym kind of thing. I mean, that could be your stationary bike.
Yes.
It can be your Stairmaster, stepper type things, or just riding outside even. I mean, if you,
yeah,
that's all aerobic type.
I like to use the term, you know, fit. And that what that includes is frequency, intensity, time, and type. And now, I think, like I said, I can't stress enough to this to you and my listeners in this interview, is that you really have to figure out your goal. Many people ask, you know, oh, you know, how long should I do cardio for? Is it 20 minutes? Is it 30 minutes? Is it 45 minutes, an hour? And a lot of the times, I can't really give an answer because they haven't identified their goal. But usually, if you're, like, I always go back to weight loss because that's what I specialize in. You generally need about 30 minutes, okay,
yep.
to really hit it.
Okay.
But as far as in frequency, you need a minimum of 3 times a day. And I don't mean, you know, you should be, you know, talking to your partner right next to you. I mean, you should be going at it pretty hard.
Right. Okay. Let's move on to anaerobic exercise. Now, that's the weight training. That's, more using your muscles.
Yep. And there's great benefits there, Big JD. For example, if someone's doing that type of exercise, what it does is it's like a stove. And you turn up the little modules on your stove and it keeps your burners burning for the next, you know, couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that must be repeated over several times.
Right.
And you have to admit, nothing beats a lean, mean body.
Sure. Not only in looks, but for health purposes, of course.
Yes. Now, there's also a term I like to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been something I wanted to deliver to as many people as I can. And what's the difference between gifted and non-gifted?
Okay.
So what this is our gifted people are people that tend to lose weight easily.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, you ever go to a class and some people just never study and they get straight A's?
Sure.
Okay. Exactly. Those are gifted people. Mm-hmm. I'm not gifted in school and I'm not gifted in the gym. I have to work at everything I do. Non-gifted people, I call them special.
Okay.
And I'm a part of that. Uh-huh. So people that struggle to lose their weight, I back them up with all my heart. And like I said, and everyone hears, like, for example, like Oprah, how she struggles with her weight. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a special person.
Right.
You know, and so it takes, I guess, an experienced individual to be able to help that person who struggles with their weight. So I want to just deliver a message out there of what the two terms really mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, in talking about anaerobic exercise, and that's your weight training. And so what about things? One thing I wanted to ask you, obviously we don't have time to get in to all kinds of different exercises and everything, mm-hmm. but what about odd muscles like ankles, neck, wrists, things like that that you... You know, I guess people wouldn't normally think to actually work out. Do they mm-hmm. get enough of a workout, or are there exercises that people can do for these things, and do they need it?
Well, it all depends if someone had an injury. And so, for example, if someone had, you know, carpal tunnel, which this is a condition that affects the median nerve of your hand, mm-hmm. and it there could be many causes for this, and the number one cause seems to be repetitive injury or bending the wrist against stress.
Okay.
Over a repeated time. Mm-hmm. So yes, exercises would be very much indicated for that, and that would, and what you would do is, you know, repeated flexion and extension, and you would, the professional would have to show the patient exactly the correct form to do that. Mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, those muscles that you listed, you just get a general workout. You'd work on those muscles naturally when you perform, you know, certain lifting.
Okay. And another thing that I wanted to ask you quickly was about the elderly and exercise. You know, for older folks, they have to be a little more careful. And
well, this is important, especially as we grow older, Big JD, because exercise is a powerful knockout punch to osteoporosis. Okay.
Okay.
And we want to do everything we can so that we don't break bones that are brittle, and we want to, you know, strengthen our musculature. So I the best thing about exercise, it doesn't have any age. And so I try to promote that to everyone. It doesn't matter how old you are. Try to get involved in some resistance training. If not everybody needs to, you know, lift weights, but if you want to do resistance in the swimming pool, that's an alternate but a fantastic form of exercise.
Okay, so really no age limit, but you just you want to make sure that you get out there, you do it, and it's going to be, especially if it's age related, mm-hmm. that's where a professional is going to come in.
Yes.
And that's also what obviously we want to talk about with you today, is that you're a professional, you're a fitness trainer. You know, that's going to bring us now to Life and Body. So let's talk a little bit about that and some of the services you provide. And
yeah, well, my company, I guess, offers a wide variety of services, all the way from, I guess I like to tackle it on from the big three, which are weight loss, weight gain, believe it or not, mm-hmm. and rehabilitative conditioning. So weight loss seems to be a popular goal, especially for this time of year, and most people want to lose those Christmas calories. But there's also the other end of the spectrum where people just generally have a hard time gaining weight. Not in my family, but I know that I do get referred some people where, you know, they've been teased or, you know, been stared at because, you know, maybe their heart is thumping through their chest and they just want to,
skinny, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to have a different look. Mm-hmm. Now, the last part is rehabilitative conditioning. And many of my referrals come from motor vehicle accident clients and companies. And what the goal here is basically is try to return the individual to pre-MVA status or pre-motor vehicle accident status and try to reduce that level of pain.
Right. So it's very important to note that you do these post-motor vehicle accident and rehabilitation and stuff like that.
Correct. And like I said, the goal is to have a pain-free range of motion and get them back to work, get them to be able to perform their activities of daily living, which is mowing the lawn,
right.
And being able to, you know, shoveling the snow. So stuff like that.
Okay. And when somebody's would be interested in a personal trainer and they, you know, are referred to you or whatnot, and they first call, what happens? What is like a scenario?
Well, it's about a six-step process.
Okay.
Step one would be to have a conversation with them over the phone and be able to meet them. That way, that allows me to get comfortable with my potential client and allow them to get comfortable with me. Step two, we would discuss their goals, and this is individual for each person.
Mm-hmm.
Step three, I like to develop a plan. And what it is, I like to discuss possibly a timeline. You know, we'll begin on this date and we're going to finish, you know, possibly at this date. Step five would be the price of the program. Mm-hmm. All the prices of the programs are competitive with the gyms in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And step six is just to begin and get ready to change your life and body.
Great stuff. And now let's let listeners know where they can get a hold of you and you know, do you have a contact information for them?
I do. The best way to reach me personally is through my phone number, and that would be 519-250-LIFE. Or you can just, I'll give you the numeric number, which is 519-250-5433.
All right, Reno. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to be on You Talking to Me. And this is great information, especially, you know, with the new year coming and people making their New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. So I really appreciate you being on the show. Thanks.
Very welcome. Thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to future shows with you.
Great. All right. If getting healthy, getting fit, and simply feeling more energetic is what you seek, you really need to look at your lifestyle. If it's time to make a change, make a commitment to yourself, whether you do work with a personal trainer or not, nothing will change if you don't make the change. So thanks to my guest today, Reno Perlin, and from everyone here at You Talking to Me, have a safe and happy new year, and we'll see you next week in 2011. I'm Big JD.
I am God.
I'm only a person.
I'm a male. 100% male.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
I am Captain Kangaroo.
I'm the creature from outer space.
I'm not alone, and I like to jump. I'm not alone, but I like to jump.
I'm the best in the world at what I do.
I am danger to my galaxy.
I'm 12 years old and madly in love.
I'm your baby, Dad. Oh, your baby something, Daddy.
And I am achieving active progress in the special direction that my will determined.
And we am CJAM, 99.1 FM, Windsor, Detroit.